Drinking water is always an ongoing discussion. What to do? Let's install one of our highly efficient drinking water systems. These units waste way less water than in the past and remove contaminants in water. Why not stay safe and save money monthly instead of paying for bottled water? So call Erkin's Water today and let us get your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as it should be. Erkin's Water.
We play three here at Chaska, 4-0 Watertown over the Watkins Clippers. Watkins Baseball brought to you by Gilliland Chevrolet, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Albany Chrysler Center, Rambo. Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joe, Erkin's Water of Cold Spring, Central Minnesota Insurance Company, Albany and Richmond, Andale, and Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Richmond. On to the top of the fourth, and the first pitch to number 9 hitter, that's Jadrian Kibbe. Is a ball, 1-0. Kibbe 0-1.
Tough to say. Sorry, Randy. Yeah. Tough to say 0-1 as he's the guy who was robbed by Mr. Kramer in center field. I believe you called him Superman at the time.
Yeah. Pitch outside a ball and 2-0. Yeah, Kibbe got robbed of that just hit that went 380 feet. There's a strike called and 2-1. Matt Geislinger on in relief of Isaac Benish. Has the sign from Lincoln Haugen. And the pitch. Outside a ball. And 3-1 now.
Red Devils as advertised, Randy. They had the double play to get out of the first, but left a man on. Double play to get out of the second on that awesome catch by Kramer. Two guys on in the third. They're up 4, and they've had plenty of chances for more.
Here's Geislinger. He'll get a tap back to the mound. And the throw to first. 1-3 in the put out of Jadrian Kibbe.
Matt, kind of... Well, you take your arm and you put it on your hip and you try to like maybe loosen your shoulder up a little bit. Plenty of work this weekend.
I'm going to bring Pat Cheetah to the plate. Pat 0-1 with a walk and a run scored. First pitch, a little bit low, says the home plate umpire, and 1-0. 1-0 the count. The left-hander, breaking ball a little bit inside, and 2-0. Matt picked up a win yesterday against St. Martin, a no-hitter. He came on a relief of Justin Thompson today and pitched 1 2/3. Got a save out of that. And now here in relief of Benish, there's a strike called and 2-1. 2-1. Geislinger comes home, pitches inside, and 3-1.
She just spinning out of the way. Living inside. That's Maddie's move.
3-1 to count. And right down the middle, there's a strike and 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Matt shakes off the first sign, now has the second sign from Lincoln Hogan. Ground ball hits slowly to short. Nolan Geislinger in on the grass. Nice play by the young shortstop. 6-3 in the putout.
Got to be quick with a quick guy, and he was quick. That's what he did. Charged the ball nicely, set his feet, threw across, strong throw. Two retired here for Matt.
You know, when he charged it like that, Kirby, he actually fielded it on the grass, and he did have time. He did have time to eye up his first baseman and make a strong throw. That'll bring up Ben Smith. Ben, 1-for-2 today with a base hit and a run scored, and drills this to right center field. Kevin Kramer's not going to get this one. One hop off the fence. Smith will roll into second base with a double. And the third hit for Watertown off of Matt Geislinger. A two-out double.
Third hit, second double. As just smoking that right center gap is Ben Smith right there, their third baseman. Drilling that ball. This part of the order is... been a problem.
They have hit the ball.
Yeah. Smith, Kelzer, Eiton. Cheat has been on.
Kelzer at the plate now. He is 2-for-2. Zach Eiton, the man on the on-deck circle, 2-for-2. The pitch inside a ball, 1-0 to Mitch Kelzer. Batting with a runner at second and two outs.
A little back pick right there from Lincoln trying to get the runner Ben Smith napping.
One ball, no strikes. Matt Geislinger works from the stretch. Looks back to second once and comes home. And this is fouled to the backstop. And the count at 1-1. One ball, one strike. Two outs and one on. Sun coming out here at Chaska. We're starting to see some shadows coming in from the right side of the field. Here's a ground ball hit sharply to short. Oh. Geislinger comes up with it. Nolan throw to first. Ashton with the scoop. Oh, Nolan, what a play. Wow. 6-3 on the putout. The budding superstar keeps the Clippers in it. No runs, a hit, no errors. One left on. We played 3.5. It's Watertown 4 and Watkins nothing. More baseball coming up in 1 minute.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Commitment to farm safety takes all of us. Haynesville Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual want a safer tomorrow for you on the farm. Join us in recognizing National Farm Safety and Health Week and learn what you can do to make a difference. Practice safe habits today so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your Haynesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Kirby, going back to that play that Nolan Geislinger was able to end the inning on. What a heck of a play. You've seen shots to short, and then the runner was kind of obstructing him too a little bit. Just awesome play.
Great play all around for a 15-year-old kid making a diving stop in the hole. Strong throw across the diamond. It was low, but Ashton, the big boy over there, he's well equipped to pick those off. And Randy, how many times do you see the guy who makes the play lead off the inning?
You see it a lot. It happens a lot. Nolan takes the first pitch from right-hander Holt Hunsinger. Ball high and 1-0.
Clippers looking for that first hit. 10 hits on the scoreboard for the red-hot Red Devils.
1-1 the count to Nolan. Hunsinger delivers, and here's a pop-up in the infield. It's caught by the shortstop. For Watertown, that is shortstop Keeby, and one out.
So they got four on the board, Randy. You take away the Kramer play, you take away Nolan's play there, get the double play in the first. This could be an 8-run game, 10-run game right now.
It easily could. The Clippers, thank God, are playing some great defense like they have the whole tournament, keeping themselves in ball games. They just need some offensive support now. First pitch to Lincoln Hogan, a ball outside, and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Here's a ground ball hit to short. Keeby has it roll up his arm, has time to recover, throws to first, and his first baseman scoops it out for him. Nice scoop by Zach Eiten, 6-3 and a putout.
Smooth scoop by Zach right there. It's just a quick little bobble by Keeby. Then the throw coming in low, and first baseman helps him out. Lincoln squared that up, but right at the shortstop again.
Six ground ball outs of the first 11.
Living low.
Kevin Kramer to the plate. Kevin with a fly ball to center field in his first at bat today. Clippers just starting the second time through their order. Watertown, they have been working on third time through the order. First pitch to Kevin Kramer, a ball, 1-0. Win this ball game, you're in the championship of Class C tomorrow at noon over in Waconia. Kramer chops this foul. And a count at a ball and a strike.
Got to get this guy going and on,
yeah.
Randy.
Got to get him on. Somebody's got to be the igniter.
See what those long legs can do.
The 1-1 pitch to Kramer. Curveball, a beauty. And 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Kevin Kramer digs back in the box. And Holtzinger's pitch, and Kramer laces this foul down the left field line. They're going to say foul. Yep. It was fouled by just a bit. Not much. And the long walk back to home plate for Kevin Kramer.
Plate ump was right on. I mean, as he should be. It's a foul ball, but he's right on it, and he said foul right away. What do you think? Under 2 feet?
Yeah. Oh, by far. I would say within a foot or less.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably a little less. It was that close.
Best wood we've seen from Watkins against Hunsiger.
Yes. One ball, two strikes, two outs, nobody on for Watkins. Looking for their first hit. Oh, there's the first hit as Kevin Kramer gets hit by it. First base runner. Boy, that hit him up by the shoulder.
He might have got even higher than the shoulder, almost neck area. He gives a thumbs up to the pitcher.
I think the pitcher said something like, hey, I'm sorry.
Hunsiger coming up and in. Maybe you saw the Matt Geisinger tutorial on pitching inside. Thought it looked fun.
That'll bring Danny Berg to the plate. Danny can hit the ball. Let's see if he can carry one to right field down in that corner by 325. Put a little dent in one of those cars behind it. Pitch to Berg. Right up by the letter, strike one.
Dan with a...
a disgusted look.
Yeah, a glare back at the plate umpire.
0-1 the count. Kramer the lead at first. He gets a big lead. Watertown leading Watkins 4-0. Pitch outside, a ball, and now 1-1. One ball, one strike.
Truckee kind of popping up right there, thinking maybe Kevin might be moving.
Ball and a strike. Berg rips it to first, but right at the first baseman, who grabs the one hopper, runs it to the bag. Nice play by Zach Hyten. That'll do it for the Clippers here in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. We played four in Chaska. It's 4-0 Watertown over the Watkins Clippers. We're back in a minute.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and...
ice cream!
Get a hit, or a double, or a triple. No! Hit a home run! At Albany and Richmond A&W.
The experts at Gillick Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning provide fast, affordable HVAC, plumbing, and repair for new and remodeling service. They recently purchased Ron Softwater of Painesville and would like to thank Ron Schlungen for his 50-year career in the water treatment industry. Gillick Plumbing offers water and jetter services along with heating and air conditioning products and contractor-grade drain cleaning products. As an award-winning authorized Rheem Pro partner, Gillick Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Learn more at gilkplumbing.com. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilk.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Top of the fifth inning, and the pop-up by Zach Hyten over by the fence. Brendan Ashton chases it down, and the Clipper first baseman makes the catch in foul ground. Nice catch by Brendan in what turned out to be a little sun, a little shade, and he comes up with it.
That's where it's tough, where the ball goes from the sun to the shade, and you're going over there. No one from their dugout's telling you where the fence is.
No.
So went a long way for that, too. There's a lot of foul territory right down the corners.
Yeah, there is. One out. Matt Geislinger on the mound, and we get a pop-up in the infield. Matty calling for it on the mound. We'll make the catch for the second out. So couldn't even say Ryan Hangartner's name, and he's done already.
Two soft pop-ups on two pitches. After Matt's weekend, he's loving that efficiency.
Going to bring Matt Butler to the plate. We'll call him Showboat. Right, Curb?
This guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's too bad no one's on base if he gets a single here. But he'll still put number one up in the air.
Pitch a strike called. And 0-1 as he showed bunt, and I don't know why you would do that when you're up 4-0 already. Ground ball hit to short. Nolan up with it. Nolan, a little bit of a pause, throws to first in time to get Butler and Watertown done in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Nice quick inning. We'll be back in a minute here on KASM.
Having a hard time finding a new vehicle? Not a problem. Stop into Gilliland Chevrolet. We've got over 140 new vehicles in stock and over 400 new units in production. The friendly and helpful team at Gilliland will help you find or reserve your perfect ride. So you don't have a down payment to reserve a vehicle? Not a problem. We don't require any money down. And what if you don't love the vehicle when it comes in? Not a problem. No obligation or pressure to buy at all. Maybe you've spotted the perfect vehicle online or on our lot, but you want to make sure that you get the most for your trade. Not a problem. All month long, we are paying $1,000 over KBB fair trade-in value on your trade. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we're here to make your car buying experience as problem-free as possible. Visit us at 3019 West Division Street, St. Cloud, or GillandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Offer ends 9/30/21 based on KBB fair trade-in value. Value on any 2018 or older vehicle, good towards the purchase of any new or pre-owned vehicle over $5,000 value. See dealer for details.
Well, the Clippers to the bottom of the fifth inning, looking for that first hit off of right-hander Holt Hunsicker.
No hits, one base runner, and that came with two outs, and the next guy grounded out, so it's been quiet at the bat rack for the Clippers as Mr. Hunsicker has baffled them thus far.
To be Brendan Ashton here in the fifth inning, Justin Thompson and Carter Block. As the throw goes down to second, we are in the final four of the Class C State Tournament. It's Watkins and Watertown here in Chaska. Beginning shortly over in Waconia, it'll be Sobieski and Alexandria. Are your brackets busted?
Probably.
Busted. Yes, they are. Ashton rips it up the middle, and all we got to do is talk about a hit, Kirby, and Brendan delivers.
Mr. Springsteen said it. Can't start a fire without a spark, and there it is for Brendan Ashton, breaking up the no-no here in the fifth inning as he smacked that right up the gut.
He's ripped by Ashton. That'll bring Justin Thompson to the plate. A young little bat boy's got Unterberger on
okay.
His back. Yeah. He has the pitch coming high to Justin Thompson and 1-0.
Got to start chipping away. Can't hit a two-run or a four-run home run when there's only a guy on.
1-0 the count. Thompson will pop this one up, and that's going to go back and out of play. Hits the top of the grandstand here. At Chaska. First time, well, actually second time, Hunsicker was working out of the stretch when Kevin Kramer was on deck last inning after being hit by the pitch. But here he works from the stretch with one on, nobody out. And the pitch, high for a ball, and 2-1.
Put the pressure on him. Get him in the stretch. Make sure you're able to, make him be a little more particular with his pitches with that guy on.
Two balls, one strike. Hunsicker ready. And this is bloop to right field. Having it measured is right fielder Jake Anderle. And he makes the catch.
So it's not overpowering with a fastball by any means from Hunsicker. He's got a nice hook that the guys have to respect from Watkins, but he's been very good at kind of soft contact and ground balls, Randy.
Yeah, he has. Just challenging the hitters to put it in play. The Clippers, they're hitting a lot of ground balls right now. Carter blocked to the plate. Carter struck out in his first at bat. And the first pitch is on the outside corner, and 0-1. Carter, frustrated, turns around and tries to regroup again. That's what he swung at in his first at bat. He swung at three straight, about that identical spot. Tough pitch to hit. Hunsicker delivers high for a ball and 1-1.
13 outs, and he was the only punch out was blocked. So, yeah, he gets that high strike called on him, and not the way you wanted to start things your second time up.
One ball, one strike. Pitch, and Carter swings and misses strike two. One ball, two strikes. Carson Geislinger on deck for Watkins. Brendan Ashton over at first. He'll start taking his lead. And the Hunsinger's pitch right there. Block gets called out on strikes. And the second out of the inning for the Clippers.
Carter's sitting on something else, Randy, as that off-speed pitch came in. He knew it right away. Didn't even wait for the ump to call it. He was on his way back to the dugout.
That'll bring Carson to the plate. Carson so far today, 0-for-1, fly ball to center. And he pops this one up at third. Calling for it and making the catch is Smith, and that'll end the fifth for the Clippers. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We played five here in Chaska, 4-0. Watertown with the lead. We're back in a minute.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 12 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Hey, welcome back. Fifth inning, and the grounds crew doing a little dragging out on the infield. It's a lot of the Chaska baseball players, maybe some of the Legion players.
Only a couple more times, boys.
Yep.
Then she's over.
Now, Class B is playing tonight after this game, and it's going to be Meeseville and Chanhassen that they're playing here, Kirby.
It's a championship game, so Meeseville would have to win to force the true championship game tomorrow, which would be back here. I don't know what the scheduled start time is for
3
tomorrow.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. There you go.
But they play here at about 7:30 tonight. And if Chanhassen wins, they are the B champion. Nick Truckee leads it off. First pitch, a fly ball to right field. There to make the catch is Danny Berg.
Matt has been awfully efficient in these middle innings here.
So one out.
Four-pitch inning in the fifth. And so out of his last four outs, he's thrown five pitches.
When Matt came in, Kirby, he inherited two base runners. Now both of those base runners scored. Matt has not given up a run yet. So 4-0, all four runs charged to starter Isaac Benish. At the plate, Jake Anderle. And the pitch, a strike call to Anderle, 0-1. 0-1 the count. Geislinger rocks, fires, and a swing and a miss. Strike two. No balls, two strikes. Anderle back in the box. Geislinger ready on the mound. And the pitch. Oof.
Oh.
Nice pitch. Just flirting with that outside corner. It's the ball, says the home plate umpire, in 1-2. Four runs, 10 hits, no errors for Watertown. No runs, just one hit, no errors for Watkins. We're in the top of the sixth. Anderle will follow this one back and out of play. The count stays 1-2.
Game yesterday through today. This is now his third full inning of work. Well over 200 on the clicker this weekend for Matthew.
1-2 the count. Fouled again at the plate by Anderle. Well, I walked into the state board trailer. What was it, last week, Saturday? The state board members were just buzzing over in Waconia about Watertown's win on that Friday night as they slam it to center field. Kramer on the run, his dive, he can't get it. Anderle is going to dig it out for second, and he'll try for three as he's going to roll in with a standing triple.
Kevin took a chance. If he would have got that one, Randy, it would have been like someone call a higher league than this. That was an amazing effort from Kevin, but he came up empty. I mean, he's trying to make something happen, keep that ball from going to the gap, and gets past it. It's a triple for Jake Anderle, one away. Infield's going to have to come in here for Keevy.
Dadrian Keevy, he was robbed by Kevin Kramer on a long fly ball to center field and then bounced back to Matt Geislinger on the mound, and the pitch is inside a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Geislinger sets himself and delivers curveball, ripped over Carson Geislinger's head into left field. That's a base hit. And it's now 5-0 as Watertown gets their 12th hit today. And for Matt Geislinger, he gives up his first run here in the state tournament.
Back to the top of the order coming up now. But, yeah, Keevy jumping all over that. In at third was Carson Geislinger. I think he's at normal depth, Randy. He's probably still not going to catch that ball.
Right. Hit just in the perfect spot. The pitch to leadoff hitter Pat Cheetah is ruled a strike in 0-1.
One in the first, three in the third, another one here in the sixth for the Red Hot Red Devils.
5-0 your score. Geislinger comes home, and this one is popped straight up. Lincoln Hogan giving chase. Hogan, oh, he overruns it. So Lincoln came a little bit too far and overran it, and it falls to the ground.
Plenty of room. He was back there. It wasn't like it was an on-the-run thing, but Lincoln just, you know, you always hear those people say that the ball has a little more, it comes back to the plate, it'll come back, but not that one, or that one a little too far for Lincoln, so new life for Cheetah.
0-2 the count to Pat Cheetah, 0-2 today, walk and a run scored back in the first inning. And Matt trying to paint the corner there, ruled the ball in 1-2.
It's a good spot. Good take by Cheetah.
Yeah. One ball, two strikes. Tap foul. And the count stays 1-2. We've seen Cheetah today, Kirby. He's made the pitchers work.
This guy's got like double-digit foul balls on the day. No joke.
Yeah.
And this is his fourth at-bat. Pile of them in the first. Struck out on three pitches, I believe, in the third. But then when he bounced out in the fourth, that was, a lot more.
And Geislinger's pitch just a little bit low in the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two the count. And here's a shot foul down the third baseline. An inside out swing there of Pat Cheetah. Count at 2-2 yet.
Umpire looking over, needs some balls. This guy loses them all.
Geislinger's pitch popped up foul, and yet another foul ball, Kirby. Count stays 2-2.
Umpire now goes and gets those foul balls.
Yeah, here in Chaska, they announced that if you want to retrieve a foul ball, you bring it back for a special treat.
Oh,
they don't say a quarter or anything. You get a special treat.
All right.
So 2-2 the count.
Matt needs a ground ball here.
Going is the runner, and this is ripped as he turned on it. Foul past Brendan Ashton down into that right field corner.
Look at the hustle on this guy out of the dugout, Randy.
Long foul. And he slides and retrieves the ball and getting his sprints in.
Jonah Lewis
getting some high fives from the fans. 2-2 the count. Ground ball into right field, a base hit. On to third base goes Keevy. The throw, ooh, not in time. Carson Geislinger thought for sure that he put the tag on Keeby. Matt Geislinger saying, hey, we had it. We had him. And the umpire on the field.
Plate umpire was right there. His nose was right on it.
Exactly.
Heath Kramer out of the dugout to talk now. He said safe. I thought he was out from up here. I mean,
absolutely.
If you get up the game
he
from
looked
the press
out.
Box. Great throw from Dan Berg.
He was fighting to get to third base, and Carson put the tag on him. So ruled safe. It'll be a base hit for leadoff man Cheetah after he battled Matt for a while, and now Ben Smith to the plate. Everybody in this lineup, Kirby, seems to have hits today except catcher Nick Truckee. And here's Smith with a base hit in front of Danny Berg.
Guys, this guy's not going to score here.
Guy from third base didn't try to go right away, and now he's tagged out at home. I don't know what Keeby was thinking or his coach was telling him. If his coach was saying tag, 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 that bounced in front of Danny Berg. And then Keeby stutter-stepped a little bit, and he got thrown out at home. Wow.
So you got 14 hits, and you have five runs. And you would say, well, how? It's like stuff like that. He off third base. I don't know if he didn't tag. It wasn't even a question that the ball was going to drop, so
right.
I wasn't looking for a tag. All of a sudden, I looked up, and the guy, he tripped at one point. He's laying on the ground. It's like, oh, geez, go back to third and just count your losses. Then he tries scoring, and Nolan throws him up by 10 feet. Huge break for the Clippers.
Two outs. One run in here in the sixth. It's 5-0. The batter, Mitch Kelder, must have called for time. The home plate umpire gives it to him. Now runners at first and second. Cheetah at second. Smith at first.
Three hits for Smith now.
And Geislinger's pitch. Low for a ball. 1-0.
This guy's got two. Next guy's got two. Double for the guy after that. Two for Butler. Matt, two for Anderle.
Yeah, Matt's given up six of the 14 hits. And the pitch will go off of Lincoln Hogan's glove. Cheetah gets a good jump. He's going to go to third. So first and third here with two outs. And a 2-0 count on Mitch Kelder.
Path ball right there. I don't know if Lincoln crossed up with Matt potentially or what the scoop was there. Just didn't catch it. Cheetah saw it and took third.
And again, Kirby, that ball coming in right out of the sun.
So from sun to shade.
Sun to shade right now at home plate. And a swing and a miss. There's strike one. I mean, the batter, when he's standing up, he's got sun on him, but his legs don't have sun on him.
It's only going to keep going down.
Two balls, one strike to Keeby, or two, to Kelder, going from first, and now Matt's got a guy in a rundown. They're going to come home. Low throw, not in time, and Watertown executing that double steal perfectly.
That was, Smith left early. Geislinger stepped off and had him out. I saw the ball go to second base and the throw coming home, Randy. They were pretty close to Ben Smith. Why don't they just go tag him with two outs?
Very close. Yeah, you probably would have got him
before the run.
Yeah. You know, Kirby, that's a very good point to make. So Clippers give up another. It's 6-0, and still Smith is at second.
So the run that they should have scored with Keeve ended up, they did get one across yet.
Swing and a miss by Kelder, strike two, and 2-2.
Makes that pass ball look pretty big.
Oh,
off
it does.
Lincoln too.
Two balls, two strikes. Geislinger ready on the mound. Looks back to second, and the pitch fouled to the net. The count at 2-2 yet. Two outs, two strikes. Alexandria Sobieski, they're getting started here now over in Waconia. Try to give you a score update as we get them in. Ground ball foul down the third baseline. Count stays 2-2.
Princeton and St. Martin and St. Patrick are saying, how are you scoring off this guy? What's your secret?
Right.
Long inning on the mound for Matt.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Out on strikes is Kelzer. And that'll do it for Watertown here in the sixth. They come up with two runs on three hits, no Clipper errors, and one man left on base. 5.5. It's Watertown 6 and Watkins nothing. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Hey, welcome back. Randy Rothstein, Kirby Hemish with you here in Chaska. We make our way to the bottom of the sixth inning. Matt Geislinger will lead it off for the Clippers.
Got to get moving. Running out of outs.
Geislinger, and Haugen here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Just one hit for Watkins so far. That's a Brendan Ashton single. Back in the fifth. This pitcher, Holt Hunsicker, he's been effective, Kirby, that he's keeping the ball away from the hitters and finding that outside corner.
Down and away. A lot of soft contact.
First pitch on that outside corner to Matt, a strike, and now finishing a little high with his next offering. And the count, 1-1. There again, working that outside part of the plate, and it's a called strike by the home plate umpire. And 1-2. 1-2. And a little bloop over the third. Caught there by third baseman Ben Smith. 1-1.
A lot of that we've seen thus far off the bats of Watkins here in the semis. Just can't square this guy up, and when they do, it's normally at somebody.
If you are tuning in for the Rosary tonight here on KASM, just a reminder that Rosary will be heard in its entirety following our ball game here tonight. So, just stick around for that. Here's Nolan Geislinger, and the first pitch to Nolan is a ball, 1-0. What's Nolan done today? 0-2. Ground ball to second and a pop-up to short. Now 1-3 for the young man. A single down into right field, bobbled by the right fielder, and Geislinger is going to alertly take second base.
Single in an air right there, but Nolan basically... running hard to first base, Randy. He sees the bobble and right by Jake Anderle and just said, you know what? That's enough. I'm taking two. That you don't have the ball yet. I'm past first base. Throw me out. And they didn't throw him out.
You bet. Should go down as an error. Unofficially, we have two errors in our book for Watertown today. The scoreboard not showing anything right now. As the pitch coming from the big, tall right-hander to Lincoln Hogan, a ball outside, 1-0. One run in the first, three in the third, two in the sixth for Watertown. Here's a shot up the middle, and that will be in for a base hit.
Uh-oh.
Nope, they're going to hold Nolan Geislinger, and I don't know if he tweaked his ankle or his knee coming around. Grabbing that knee of his.
That's a late stop sign from Dustin Kramer. Is that ball not hit nearly deep enough as Cheetah's got a gun out there in center. And Nolan kind of had to wait a little bit, too, to make sure it was going to go through Randy off the bat. So we're going to get a pinch runner here for Lincoln.
So a pinch runner for Lincoln.
Out of the dugout comes number 4. That is Landon Neiman. Landon Neiman, the runner for Hogan.
So Landon Neiman making his first state and tournament appearance.
If there's a tomorrow for the Clippers, this guy's got to do something right here, Randy.
Going to get a mound visit, too, as they are sending relief down to the bullpen here for Watertown, and their manager coming out to the mound right now. As Kevin Kramer is due to come to the plate with runners at first and third, Kirby, one out here in the sixth inning. And you got the meat of your order up now. You got Kramer, you got Danny Berg, you got Brendan Ashton. If you want to make some noise, let's do it now, boys.
Well, it's getting late early, and they got to get getting right now. As Kevin, he had pretty good contact earlier in the tournament. Could use some right now.
All right, the conference complete on the mound as the activity starts up down in Watertown's bullpen. We're assuming Matt Geislinger is there for the long run as he's going to try to keep his team in it. As the pitch comes to Kramer, high for a ball, 1-0. Right away, the catcher, Truckee, asks for an appeal on the check swing, and the base umpire is shaking his head. No, no, wishful thinking.
Your favorite appeal.
Yeah, Kramer 0-for-1 with a – he was hit by a pitch in his last at-bat. Pitch inside a ball, and going to second will be Neiman, alertly taking that on a pass ball. Just rolled off the glove of the catcher, Truckee.
This is a different catcher than game one. We had a different guy back there. Is that one, yeah, just, I don't know, cross-up or something runs, but now you get two guys in scoring position.
Take away that force. And Kramer with a good count to hit on here, 2-0. Well, it's no strikes. Hunsinger delivers, and Kramer delivers with a single to right or to left field. It's going to score one, and Neiman gets the hold sign again. And I don't know why Neiman came that far. He should have picked up that hold sign maybe a little earlier already, because that ball was hit so hard to the left fielder, he picked up the one hop. Scoring, Nolan Geislinger now 6-1.
You said it. You're down by five. You need a lot more than scoring from third on or from second on that single that was absolutely smoked. Kevin putting some bids in for some new caps in his closet. Nice work though. He's still got Dan Berg up right now with one out. Kramer will be running pretty soon here, I'd say.
6-1 the score. Danny Berg batting with runners at first and third, and the pitch to Berg hits that outside corner. Strike one. 0-1 the count. Runners at first and third. Neiman being told, I'm sure, by Kramer, fly ball, you're tagging over here. Berg will take a strike on that outside corner again. Gosh, he has hit that spot on the left-handed hitters all afternoon.
Danny with a look on his face almost as if to say, what am I supposed to do with that?
Yeah. 0-2 the count to Berg. Hunsicker delivers. Kramer goes. Berg delivers.
Keep going.
Fly ball to center. Kevin's going to take three. Here comes the throw. Safe under the tag. Do you want to call that a makeup?
You could.
You could.
It's
You could.
It's easily, you could easily look there as
Kramer pointing to center field. Go back to center field.
What's Cheetah doing in the infield arguing this
exactly.
call?
Exactly. Exactly. It's like
these guys are not making pals here.
No,
I'll tell you
they
that.
Are not. And Kramer realizes it too right away, saying, hey, go back to center field.
Danny Berg, clutch hit right there. It was a good jump.
Oh, nice hit.
I mean, if Cheetah, if he thought that he had a better view or something, was he arguing the call or were trying to call time? I don't know what was going on there.
Yeah, I thought they maybe we're expecting Danny Berg to take second on the play, as I don't know who had the ball yet. Did the third baseman have the ball?
He just was standing there at third with the ball.
Sure.
But Berg was like halfway to second base, and they're asking for time. It's like, well, you can't really call time with a guy off the bag.
Exactly. Exactly.
To run him back or something.
So one out. Runners at first and third yet. Two runs in for the Clippers, and Brendan Ashton, big swing and a miss. Strike one. 0-1 the count. Kevin Kramer at third, Danny Berg at first. Here comes the pitch from Hunsinger. A swing and a miss by Brendan Ashton. Strike two, 0-2.
Brendan trying to stay within himself right now, but, I mean, you get a couple runs in. Now you got first and third. You, You want to clutch up. You want to come up big for your squad.
0-2 the count. Holt Hunsicker delivers in. Ashton a ground ball to second, or to short, to second for one. The relay to first. In time, 6-4-3 double play. Ends the Watkins threat here in the sixth, but the Clippers make some noise, scoring two runs on four hits. There were no errors, or one error. There was one error, and there was one man left on base. So we played six here in Chaska, 6-2 Watertown. Over the Watkins Clippers. We're back in a minute.
Roads are busy with farm equipment during harvest season, so please help your local farmers by sharing the road and staying alert. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual want your help in keeping farmers safe. Slowing down and practicing careful driving could save someone's future and help us all trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Your dependable neighbor. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7 all the time.
Randy Rothstein and Kirby Hemish with you here in Chaska. Well, you give up two and you get two, and so we're still a four-run difference, 6-2, top of the seventh inning.
A weird six. Those plays at third and lots of stuff going on.
Absolutely. Matt Geislinger still on the mound here for Watkins and Watertown, sending Ryan Hangartner to the plate, Matt Butler, and Nick Truckee. Yes, Geislinger's pitch. And a swing and a miss by Hangartner, strike one.
Now you got to keep him here. They gave you two runs. Keep it at a four-run game for those last nine outs.
Pitch, a swing and a miss again by Hangartner, strike two. The ball, it's two strikes. Back into the box is Hangartner. Here's Geislinger's pitch and fouled out of play. And the count at 0-2 yet. 0-2 the count. Matt pitching him away. He had choked up on that bat a good inch. And again, here comes the pitch. Curveball, a swing and a miss. Hangartner out on strikes.
What do you think? I mean, they give you two runs, a little revitalization in that
left
arm. Maybe the legs don't hurt as much anymore.
Could easily be. Can't see if that pitcher down in the bullpen is throwing hard or not. I don't think so. I think they're going to probably go with Hunsicker here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Butler will take a strike called, and 0-1. Matt Butler so far today, 2-for-3. DH spot, swing and a miss at the curveball, strike two. No, we got a new hitter here, Kirby, I believe.
We do, yeah. This is not no. So Butler's on deck. This is Hangartner.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're all right. He's dealing right now.
Wow.
Matt gets Hangartner to swing and miss right there on three pitches, and none of which all that close. As again, they give him two runs in the bottom of the sixth inning, and I think that there's a path for a comeback that Matt can see, so he wants to keep it right here.
So that will bring Matt Butler to the plate. Zach Eiten had struck out, and then it was Hangartner. And the pitch. Low for a ball, and 2-0 now to Mr. Butler.
You guys had a nice day?
Yeah.
A couple knocks, RBI.
Here's a ground ball hit foul down the third baseline and the count 2-1.
So now Matt's in the shadows. There's a patch of sunshine and then shadows on home plate.
Yeah.
So like there's a tree behind the first base dugout, so it's going to go dark, light, dark.
And the 2-1 pitch. Ooh, that's going to be high and tight. I thought that got him a little bit, but apparently not.
It was off Lincoln's glove.
Off of Lincoln awkwardly. Hogan's glove. And the count 3-1. 3-1 the count. Pitch driven to left field. Sunglasses on. Thompson there will make the catch for the out. That'll do it for Watertown in the seventh. 1-2-3 they go after 6.5. It's Watertown 6 and Watkins 2. More baseball coming up in 1 minute here on KASM.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. Erkins Water is an independent water conditioning contractor. We sell equipment that is made in North America and is assembled in our office in Cold Spring. The equipment we sell is fit to your water quality. We are constantly studying new ways to make your water better because we find water quality can change and is different in different areas. Arsenic? Arsenic is being tested in wells more since EPA lowered the limits. We have equipment that can help with that. Drinking water is always an ongoing discussion. What to do? Let's install one of our highly efficient drinking water systems. These units waste way less water than in the past and remove contaminants in water. Why not stay safe and save money monthly instead of paying for bottled water? So call Erkins Water today and let us get your water as soft, clean, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water.